So, on the Rashi's about the Tamkikin and Nasikim Amashi Shulukish, I have some Machshavas, but I want to leave that maybe to see if we have time at the end of the year. I want to first go right to the Gemara. And then, if there's time at the end, we'll go back and talk some more about the Rashi's about the Nepach and Nasikim Amashi Shulukish. Otherwise, that'll have to wait till after Shem. So, let's pick up the Gemara. So, Gemara Bodei Braisa that uses the pasuk of Mishas to Tam Kikir. So, it's a kasha on Avirchim. And Avirchim said that Mishas tells me Hetem Starfus. Here we have a Braisa that says that Mishas is for Tam Kikir and for Mikanat Adlomid Mikanat Adon Lecholisum Shevetayr. This is the mock of a Tam Kikir and Kolatayr Kulum. So, it's a kasha on Avirchim. So, my answer is, how many Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yechon don't make Rabbi Akiva? This price is the Rabbonim. They talk about Mishras for Tam Kikah. Rabbi Yechon is going like Rabbi Akiva, who uses Mishras for Hetem Estav Lissa. Hey, Rabbi Akiva, where do we find this in Rabbi Akiva? Elaim Rabbi Akiva, the Masnissim. Hey, Rabbi Akiva, the Mishnah, Nozir. It's not Rabbi Akiva, even Nozir, Shor, Pitu, Biyayin, Beish, but it's Harav, Kedei, Kezayis, Chayek. So it says that you mitzaref the kezayis. What is the tziruf? Some of the tziruf is the tziruf of hetter mitzaref lisa. I said no. Maybe it doesn't mean you mitzaref the pas and the yain. It means you mitzaref the yain itself, that you have enough yain in the pas to make a kezayis, and that's what he's mechayiv. But not al hetter mitzaref lisa. Chetem yain lechudei ma'ilamem. Kamashman the afal gav the tarovis. Even the yain is mixed into the pas, but still you have kezayis of yain. So Rabbi Kiva is saying that Yechayev on the Kezayis of Yain, it has nothing to do with Hetem Mitztarif Lissa. Perhaps it has nothing to do with Tam Kikir either. Actually, the beginning of Sugi's Mashma also, then if you have Yain Lechudei, Kezayis of Yain Lechudei, then that doesn't need any, that's Pashto Yechayev. That was Rashi at the beginning. Rashi at the beginning of the Yom Veis on the bottom, Tiber Maskel Ein Hetem and Starf Lisser. Rashi had a lotion. The Ikam Yain Lechudak Kizayis Lomeli Kro. If you have a Kizayis of Yain Lomeli Kro, that doesn't need a Chiddush. That's not a Chiddush at all. But yes, Lodim Ben Mestachonim Adar. Why does it not need a pasuk? Lechayer according to Rashi, that's time of Loim Amosha. Rashi holds Chaylev Shini Mayach. Rashi of Azor holds that Chaylev Shini Mayach is called time of Loim Amosha. That time kicker, you're not chai for. But Yechanan says you're talking not chai. Ain't like another time of the Lema Moshe, Chaylev Shini Mayach is Chaylev Shini Mayach. If Yechanan says, is ain't like another. Rashi Shita is, even if you have a Gezais Patech Hilas Pas, since it's Nimayach, and if Yechanan holds time kicker, the Rabbonon. That's Rashi who says in a few places that if Yechanan holds time, that if Yechanan holds time kicker, it's the Rabbonon. So therefore, Chaylev Shini Mayach, that's time of Elayim HaMashe, and you're not like Olam. So, what do you mean, Lomeli Kro? It's a very big thing. You need a Kro. You need a Kro of Tam Kikr. Without Tam Kikr, then Chaylev Shini Mayach is Taka Pot. If Yechon doesn't hold from Tam Kikr, Taka holds a Chaylev Shini Mayach is Pot. So what does Rashi mean that if you have a Kizayis of Yayim Chudei, it's Lomeli Kro? It's Poshto that Yechayim. Hagam Rosh says it's Poshto Yechayim, Mash without Tam Kikr. So Chaylev say, you have to make Chalak between Kasper Yayim and chaylev that was nimayach in a tafsha. What exactly the chiddush the chiluk is not so clear, but yayin in pas is more ben. That's not called chaylev she nimayach. The pas just holds it, but the yayin is that's called yayin ben. Chaylev she nimayach, the chaylev is gone in the tafsha. Yeah, the mitzias, not so clear what the distinction is, but dakapanim it seems to be that you have to make a chiluk. Anyway, I'm not going to get into it right now. El Rabbi Kiva deraisa. It's not Rabbi Kiva. Even those who show Peter the Yain Yochel Kazayis Mipasim Yain Chayim. There you see Hetem Staf Lissa. So Rashi is bothered. Where do you see Hetem Staf Lissa? Maybe it's Tam Kikr. Where do you see Rabbi Kiva's Chaluk in the Chachamim? Maybe Pasim. Maybe Shora Nov. Maybe Shora Peter the Yain is Chayil Al Tam Kikr. Even if you don't have a Kazayis of Yain. But you should say Tam Kikr. So Rashi says, "Ilu poshet hayayim b'chol ha'pas le'avi pligi rabbanu le'le be'islu tam kikir misavli pas gufa yisra." This is one of the Rashi's about netzach. It's avli pas gufa yisra. So Rashi says that we know that Rabbi Kiva can't mean regular tam kikir because then the rabbanu wouldn't be chayil. Why would the rabbanu be chayil? The rabbanu certainly hold from tam kikir. We just saw the rabbanu hold from tam kikir. So what's Rabbi Kiva saying that the rabbanu wouldn't say? Kochach, that we're talking about a case where the yain was not poshet b'chol ha'pas. If the yain wasn't poshet b'chol ha'pas, the tam kikir over here is not neger. So you don't have a kezias, because it wasn't poshet in a kezias of pas. But it's enough to say, hetim estar flisim. The shut is rashi l'shitosoi, that hetim estar flisim doesn't need that they should be mixed together. Even if it's separate, side by side, as long as it's one ma'is achila, you say hetim estar flisim. The fitosis that hetim estar flisim is only if they're m'uruv. So then, the chayra hatur kushas rashi l'dufto. So how do we see here in Rabbi Kiva that hetim estar flisim? Maybe Rabbi Kiva is saying tam kikir. And if the yayin wasn't pashit b'chol ha'pas, then you can't say hetim estar flisim either. Outside of where the yayin was nispashit. Because the Tosis told you only say hetim estar flisim when it's m'uruv. The Tosis on the beginning of the sikh. Eruv minayin. The Tosis says eruva is hetim estar flisim. It has to be an eruv.
Doesn't hold a
nefach. Right, so if Taisa doesn't hold a nefach, and that's not so clear that Taisa doesn't hold a nefach. Nachas Dovid says Taisa is by us with this cheshbon. Nachas Dovid said Taisa must not hold from nefach, because if you hold from nefach, then every hetim staff lister is tam is already covered by tam kisser, by tam kicker. You have to say hetim staff lister even when they're side by side. Because Nachas Dovid connects the two issues. He says, how do you have a case of hetim staff lister that it's not already tam kicker? If you don't hold from nepach, not a problem. Tam kikir doesn't make a nepach. Hetim staf lisser is sort of not nepach exactly, but hetim staf lisser gives you a shir kezayis. But if you hold that hetim staf, that tam kikir makes a nepach, so if you have tam kikir, why do I ever need hetim staf lisser? It must be that hetim staf lisser is even if they're side by side. If that's the nachas dovet cheshvos, chayr doesn't work in the goyim. The goyim said that, going back to the whole inside of the goyim. But remember, the goyim said that the tosis esvei is going in the shita of Chaim Kov. So if Tais goes to Shittir of Chaim Cohen, that means that he holds from Nepach. If he holds from Nepach, so why would you need Hetter Mitzvah for Issa typically that it saw as Tam Kikir? Maybe even welcome Shabbosah. In a case where you don't have a Kazakh to pay pass, so you won't say Tam Kikir, but Hetter Mitzvah for Issa you could still say. So maybe that'll be there, that for Tais, that'll be the answer. But Rabbi Kiva, if it's a, you know, we'll paraphrase Rashi, but we'll put it into the language of Rav Chaim Cohen. That this case of Rabbi Kiva, Shara Pita B'Yayin, what's the case? Was it Kezayis B'Tei Achilas Pras? It was not a Kezayis B'Tei Achilas Pras. If there was a Kezayis B'Tei Achilas Pras, so why would the Rabbanu be Chalik? Then you have a Nepach. It must be that you don't have a Kezayis B'Tei Achilas Pras, therefore there's no Nepach, but it's your Loike anyway, because Hetem Estar Flisser. That's how we'll chesh now. Okay, just starting the eyes. Fine, so that's the end of the story. So that's so now we've worked out that Mishras Rabbi Kiva uses the Hetem Estar Flisser, and Rabbi Yochanan is following the Shita of Rabbi Kiva. That's where Rabbi Yochanan says this Hetem Estar Flisser by Nozir. And the Rabbanon don't use Mishras for Hetem Estar Flisser. They presumably don't even have Hetem Estar Flisser. We saw in the Rash book that the Rabbanon and Rabbi Kiva don't even hold from Hetem Estar Flisser. I mean, that was the Rash. The Rash said that Abai and Rav Yochanan are only arguing the Libud Rabbi Kiva. If there is Hetem Estar Flisser, it was in Kol HaTorah Kulo only by Nozir. But the Rabbanu and Chalukah Rabbi Kiva don't have Hetem Estar Flisser at all.
We're saying that there's not Kesayis B'Tei Achilas Pras, you're not applying Tam Kikir. What's Bimonei Bitul that's allowing us to apply Hetem Estar Flisser? We're saying Hetem Estar Flisser is Bimonei Bitul?
Oh, in fact, look, you're asking if you don't have Kesayis B'Tei Achilas Pras, if you hold like that side of Chaim Cohen, that Pachas Mikish, that when you don't have Kesayis B'Tei Achilas Pras, it's Mutu Lagamre. So then what's going to be Menei Bittul that I should say Hetem Estar Flisser? That's a good question. Tina, Mail if you hold like the tour, that even Rav Chaim Cohen, if you don't have Kezayis B'Tei Achilas Pras, but it'll still be also El Schatzishir, then on that you could build a Hetem Estar Flisser. But if you hold like the other side, that without Hetem Estar, without Kezayis B'Tei Achilas Pras, there's no Tam Kikir at all, then over here, L'chaira should be bottled, so you're not even going to have Hetem Estar Flisser. Plus, we say like this. We already established that Yayin is not called Nimayach. Yayin is Taimei Mamasha. So Yayin is not, Bittelbrev here is not a problem. Like you saw in the Gemara before, Yayin Luchudei, Ein Sarach Korah, she said. I mean, maybe apparently it's Taimei Mamasha. It's a Chiddush in Rashi. Why is it Taimei Mamasha? It was Nimayach. We don't know, but it's the, but also not every, but you have to say in Rashi that this is somehow called Taimei Mamasha. This is more than just Nimayach. Some Yishanim hold that Nimayach is still called Taimei Mamasha. Taimei Blei Mamasha is where it didn't even increase the volume. But that may be. But even in Rashi, it's Mukhach in the Sugya that the Kas V'Yayin, if you had a Kazayis of Yayin L'Chudei, you would need any Chiddush. So here the Yayin is not bottled the Rebbe anyway. The Shaila is, but the Gemara is saying, but here I don't have a Kazayis of Yayin. Because if you had a Kazayis of Yayin, so I wouldn't need a drush. So I don't have a Kazayis. So I don't have a Kazayis of Yayin. But there is yayin there, and the yayin is not bottled because the yayin is be'en, so to speak. So Rabbi Kiva says, "I'll set him a star for this." See in the pasuk, "Set him a star." Rabbi Kiva said, "Rabbi Kiva said, Yechayev mishos, even if there's no kazayis of yayin, Yechayev." The Gemara says, "Oh, it's set him a star for this." The question was, "How do you know it's set him a star for this?" Or maybe it's time kicker. Rashi is an answer because then the chum wouldn't be chayil. So that little will say the same cheshbon. The case is, if there's a kazayis b'teichilis pras, then you should have a nepach. It must be, and then even the rabbanu would be mechayev. Even though you don't have a kazayis of yayin, because you'll say nepach and you'll have a kazayis of pas. But since it must be, you don't have a kazayis but pechilis pas. So there's no nepach. It's not bottled because the yayin is ben. And then we can say hetem staflis. Fine, so now there's a new question. Rabbi Kiva, tam kikim in olet. How does Rabbi Kiva know tam kikim? And this Gemara seems to be assuming that Rabbi Kiva does hold from tam kikim. Right, even the Rashi holds. But the Maroi Basroi don't hold from Tam Kippur. But this Gemara is assuming that Rabbi Kiva does have Tam Kippur. So how does Rabbi Kiva know the din of Tam Kippur if Mishos is used up the Het and Mitzarev with this? It's Mukhach in the Gemara that even if you hold from Het and Mitzarev for Isser, you still need a din of Tam Kippur. Why, if I have a din of hetman staff lisa, so why do I need a din of tam kicker? I'll just. Who needs tam kicker? I have hetman staff lisa. The answer is hetman staff lisa is not menei bittel. Hetman staff lisa is not a menei bittel. There's still a chiddush of tam kicker that's menei bittel. Umayz yolach mi bosu b'cholok. Laf taimu b'yamlu. Bosu b'cholok is only tam. So achanami loishno. Rashi says, "Bosu b'cholov, boshes nispashu b'cholov, ha'bosu be'enei, elish tam cholov nivla boy." It was tam cholov with nivla in the bosu. That's called tam. That's called tam. So two things. First of all, I think Rashi was shitosay that cholov sheni mayach is called tam of alei mamasha. Because the cholov that goes into the bosu, I could have said that's tam of mamasha. Cholov goes into Basa, it's Taimei Mamasha. I don't have to come out to Tam Kikker. Where do you see over here Tam Kikker? That's Taimei Mamasha. Taimei Mamasha, remember Rashi sheet is that Taimei Mamasha is better than Tam Kikker. Right? Rashi holds it, Rav Yochanan doesn't hold from Tam Kikker, but Taimei Mamasha is like Taimei Mamasha is stronger than Tam Kikker. So over here, the Cholov that went into the Basa, why isn't the Taimei Mamasha? I have Mamish Cholov that went into the Basa. The answer is Rashi the Shitosa. That cholov, that chelov sheni mayach, is called taimei v'lei mamashi. So cholov that went into the basar, and somehow this is not like passing yayin. Passing yayin, that's called the yayin is ben. But cholov that goes into basar, that's called that it's not mamashi. Yeah, you have to know what exactly these chilukim are, but that's mukh in the chesed of it. Yemes Tyson of the Zohar says that the cholov that goes into the basar is taimei mamashi. The ray is from the basar that went into the cholov. That's time of Lema Moshe. Taisa says in the Avodah Zarah that the Rai is not from the Cholov that goes into the Basa. The Cholov that goes into the Basa, that's Mamish drops of Cholov that went into the Basa. That's time of Lema Moshe. That doesn't need time kicker. The Rai is from the Basa, the time of the Basa. You have a piece of meat. You cooked it in a pot of milk. So there's no Mamoshe's of Basa in the milk, but the milk is also too. Why? Because it was Vilei Tam. of the basa. That's time of that's tam kikir. That's time of the lemavasha. So Rashi does Shitosa. That much is good. But it's still mother to me. Why does Rashi pick on the cholov that went into the basa? He should also talk about the basa that went into the cholov. Rashi in Chulin and Kuches, we have also the sugya about basa and cholov. We'll see in a minute. Rashi there says differently. Rashi over there talks about both. Rashi says that when you cook basa the cholov and then you take the basa out, says, if you took the basar out, lunaf and basar b'cholov, afagat d'chi misalik zemitech zeh lacha bishulei, when you take the meat away from the milk after you finish being mevashel it, ein kan ela hatam. There's no tam, meaning neither in the basar nor in the cholov. So Rashi in Chulun is even-handed. He talks about the cholov and the basar and the cholov. One expression. You were misalik zemizeh, and what you're left with is tam. I don't know why Rashi only talks about the cholov and the basar. He should have. Tosis holds that we're not even talking about the cholov and the basar. Cholov and the basar is nothing to talk about. That's not tam kikir. We're only talking about the basar and the cholov. So if Rashi the Shitosi, the cholov and the basar is also time of lema moshe. But the basar and the cholov is time of lema moshe too. So why does Rashi only talk about the cholov and the basar, not the basar and the cholov? Any idea? I don't know what's the answer there. But Akapanim, the Gemara says that's the mokar. The Gemara wants to say that should be the mokar for tam kikir. Lifetime of Yahmu Vosha, Khanami Leshna. Zakum Rabban, if you was behold like Amin and the Chiddush. That's why they need Mishras. They hold this is a Chiddush. In fact, in my Chiddush, what's the Chiddush of Bosha Behold? Elaim with the Hailu Chuday, the Hailu Chuday Shari. Each one by itself is Mutter, Bahadi Hadodi Osa. So Klein Nami, Hailu Chuday, the Hailu Chuday Shari, Bahadi Osa, Bahadodi Osa. I'm not sure if the Gemara means. So since you find it by Klaim also, therefore it's not a Chiddush. Once you find it somewhere else, it's not a Chiddush. But the Gemara means, maybe it is a Chiddush, but it's a Chiddush that you have by Klaim also, so I could at least learn Klaim from Basar B'cholov, and in the Brisa of the Rabbanim before, it was before that even Klaim they had to learn that from Mishras. Because they said, Kavachayim l'Klaim b'shbir, Kavachayim l'Orlan t'Klaim. So before in the Brisa that the Rabbanim didn't even learn Klaim from Basar B'cholov. If the only reason why I can't learn that from Basar B'cholov is because the Chiddush of Ha'ilu Chudei Shari, then at least learn that Klayim. Klayim shares that Chiddush. In Pshat, the Kibbutz, I'm not sure. Elo says the Gemara, that's not the Chiddush. Elo di Torah le'kula yoyma b'chalov v'shari. If you soaked it Basar B'cholov, it would be mutter. Bashli b'shuli also. So that's already the Chiddush, and therefore me Basar B'cholov like Amin. Rabbi Kiva Nami Basar B'cholov ad the Chiddush Shustachem es Esvar. So how can Rabbi Kiva learn that from Basar B'cholov? Elo Yolof Migulinochim Inachanami. From Basar B'cholov we can't learn even according to Rabbi Kiva. That's the Shtiku Gemara. So I want to talk something through. What's the Svar of Hai L'chudei Shoy? Gemara says Basar B'cholov is a Chiddush because Hai L'chudei Shoy. Then it was Doichah because he had that Chaim also. Gemara says no, this is a different Chiddush. Torah L'chudei Shoy. The Rabbi Chatil wanted to say Basar B'cholov is a Chiddush, me Basar B'cholov L'gani. So I first thought, let's start like this. The Gemara wants to learn out Tam Kikir from Basar B'cholov. Let's start from scratch. The Gemara wants to from the first thing. The Gemara wants to learn out Tam Kikir from Basar B'cholov. Apparently, Basar B'cholov is also because the Cholov was nice and tam in the Basar. Basar was nice and tam in the Cholov. So right away you have to understand. Tam Kikir means when you have a Tam Isser in a Heter, so you have Tam Kikir, it's also. The Bliya Sisr, the Tam Isra of Asus. How is Cholov a Bliya Sisr? Cholov is the Chmutter. How can we look at Cholov as a Bliya Sisr? Like, how does one think that Basar B'cholov the Chal should be a model of Tam Kikir? The Tam of Cholov is a Tam of Heter. So my first thought was that maybe that's the Gemara's kashutaka, that halukhudeshar, that goof what the Gemara means, that basar b'cholov it's not also can't be also as tam kikir, because tam kikir is only when you have a tam of iser, cholov is a tam of heter, so it's b'chal not shayach the tam kikir. So the Gemara is not merely asking, you know, basar b'cholov has a chumrah, it has a chiddush, so you can't learn out halachas from it. We're saying the whole idea, the whole premise that basav of chalav is a tam kikka dekadin doesn't make sense because it breaks down because chalav is a tam of heter, not a tam of this. But the chayr, that's not tenable. Can't learn that way. Because if that's the Gemara's, if that's what the Gemara wants to say, then what's the Gemara being, what's the Gemara's dechia that Klayim also is halacha d'shar? What does it have to do? By Klayim, what's the Nidin of Tam Kirka by Klayim? By Klayim, the Nidin is not how did the Klayim become also. When you're Zereach, Chito, in a Kerem, the reason why it becomes Nesar is nothing to do with Tam Kirka. Not because it's nice and Tam Zemezer. The reason why it's also is because they were yoinik together in the same field. The Maisa, the being Zerea them together makes it Klayim. When the Gemara talks about Tam Kirka by Klayim, we're not talking about how did the Klayim become Nesar. The Tam Kirka we're talking about by Klayim is that once you have Kiliyat Kerem, and then you cook the Kiliyat Kerem with pumpkins or something, or you cook with meat, or whatever, you cooked it with food. So and the Klayim was nice and tam in the food, that's the Nidin of Tam Kirka. That's what we're learning in Kavach. I mean, that Klayim also, and Orla doesn't become also with Tam Kirka. The Nidin of Orla is how does Orla asa other things? So Kavach, I mean, Orla also has Tam Kirka. So if the Gemara's question of Halacha Deshari is that Basav HaChalav has nothing to do with Tam Kirka, so what's Gemara's time? And therefore, you can't learn out Tam Kirka from here. So what's the Pircha that Klayim is also, Klayim also is a Halacha Deshari? Klayim is also in a different way. Klayim is also because you planted them together. Klayim never had anything. His havos of Issa, the way Klayim is created, has nothing to do with Tam Kirka. It never had anything to do with Tam Kirka. What we're learning after Klayim is, once there's a din of Tam Kirka that we learn out from Basav HaCholav, so we learn out that the same, that Klayim also has Tam Kirka, and then Orlo also has Tam Kirka, and Chazer has Tam Kirka, and all Yisum Shevetar have Tam Kirka. So what is Gemara's? What's Gemara's Chashu B'chal? Muchach that the Gemara's suggestion that you can't learn out from Basav HaCholav because Halachu Deshari never didn't mean therefore the Yisr is not created by the Cholav being nice and time in the Basav. What does that do with Klayim? The Gemara is still going that Klayim has to, that Basav HaCholav is created with the Nesinas Tam. The Gemara just wants to say you can't learn out from Basav HaCholav because Basav HaCholav has a chumra. It's a chumra be'alma. You see that Basav HaCholav has a chumra, or has a chiddush, a dover tamua, Lashon Rashi, it has a dover tamua in it, that even the halacha d'shari, when you put them together, it becomes asa. So you see that Basav HaCholav is like this special kind of thing. So Klayim is also special, that halacha d'shari, the halacha d'shari, it also has such a chumra. So you see that, and we're just asking, but there are chumra be'alma. So then the Gemara can say, so Klayim also has a chumra, so at least we're not Klayim from Basav HaCholav. So as far as the Pshat in the Gemara is concerned, so then we're back to our original question: what does Basav HaCholav have to do with Tam Kirka? Tam Kirka is when you have a Tam of Issa. Basav HaCholav is a Tam of Heter. Where's the Salka Daitach over here that Basav HaCholav is also because of Tam Kirka? And again, Ka'omer, you could have said maybe that's the Gemara's Kasha. It doesn't work because then what does the Gemara want from Klai? That's not the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara's Kasha is Tam of Chumah B'Alma. Basav HaCholav has a Chumah B'Alma that Halachu Deshari. Klai also has that, so that's not the Taina. The Taina is that there's a different Chumah B'Alma, a different Chiddush B'Alma of Yishai, totally Kuliyans. But it seems in this Gemara that the way Basav HaCholav works is Midin Tam Kikr. Except that it's a Chiddush, so you can't learn that from Basav HaCholav B'Alma. But the Yishai Nadav, Basav HaCholav itself, works Midin Tam Kikr, Midin Mason Tam. As the way with Tam Kikr, Cholav B'Chatam of Heter. So the chayyur, what you have to say, is that even though chalav is a time of heter, but inside basar chalav becomes a time of isra. In the context of basar, chalav is a time of isra, and the taka asks us time to. Chalav's time by itself is nothing; it's innocuous. But for basar is allergic to chalav. For basar, chalav is a time of isra, and therefore, when you have time chalav in basar, it asks taka al's time. So Mele, that's the same thing. The Gemara is saying, less than half of Basar B'Cholav. You see, Basar B'Cholav, for Cholav, Basar is, for if you're a Basar, then for you, Cholav is a Tam of Isser. And the Cholav, as is the Basar, we didn't Tam Kirkin. So that should be the model for Tam Kirkin, Kolot Terekulu. Rashi says, no, Basa B'cholot has a chiddush in it. But Dovet Tamur, Rashi says, that the Halachah Deshari, so therefore maybe you can't learn out from the Alam. It says in the Rabbah, Klaim also has a Dovet Tamur. Klaim also has this Dovet Tamur in it, that Halachah Deshari. So Klaim is also special. Also marches to a different drummer. So at least Klaim should be able to learn out from Basa B'cholot. That just like this tam kicker by Moshe B'cholov, this tam kicker by Klayim. Meaning, if you have something that's already Klayim and you cook it with some chocolate cake or something, it'll be nice and tam and it'll last it. So the Gemara says, yeah, but you still cannot laugh from Moshe B'cholov because Moshe B'cholov has a different Dover Tamur that Klayim doesn't have, namely the Utorli Kuliyema, it doesn't become Osir, and only if you cook it, it becomes Osir. So therefore, Moshe B'cholov can't be the Mat. Let's say tentatively that that's Shat Nidimah.
If we say that the Rishonim who say, by Nepach,
yeah.
Then how would it be working that you put the challah into the basur and the entire thing becomes challah now?
Yeah, I was thinking like that actually. I think it would be both. The basur would be the mamoshes for the challah, and now you have mamoshes of challah, but it's also mamoshes of basur.
So it's not tam kicker then?
No, it was the tam kicker means that the mamoshes of hetis start with the tam to become like mamoshes of this. So I have cholov, that's my yisur. I have the basar, that's my hetah. The basar, the mamoshes of the basar becomes the mamoshes to carry the tam of cholov. So now I have kibul taimi mamoshes of cholov. But I also have mamoshes of basar because the basar, besides being cholov, it's also basar.
But isn't one of the karma of tam kicker in Nepach that is mahapech the?
Yeah, but it doesn't stop being what it is. You know, it also has its own tam and its own mamoshes. If you want to look at this, okay, this is the wrong way to look at it. But if you want to, we can say they switch roles. The basar becomes cholov, and the cholov becomes basar. Yeah, it's really more than that. The cholov becomes the basar doesn't stop being basar; it also becomes cholov.
What if this be a problem for the logic we're saying shem chaim kohen? How could it be that if outside the tarobes it's aser, then how could it be that in the tarobes it would go ahead and be aser? But in this case, now outside the tarobes it's mutter, but inside the tarobes it's aser. Like it would potentially hurt that logic.
But Chaim Cohen's logic is in Tam Kikir.
And it only kicks in, and Epoch only kicks in because I feel cross. Because how could you be.
And something if the Issa would be Issa Bifnei Atzma. And here,
and
the Cholo can't be Issa Bifnei Atzma. If we have Chaim Cohen, right here. Good horror. If you have Chaim Cohen, especially with the Rosh Mazmir, if Chaim Cohen says in order to take Tam Kikir, it has to be an Issa, that if the Issa would be Nikir, you would be like all of, you would be like all of Bifnei Atzma. Then it has a power to be mahapach dehet. How would that ever work by basa b'cholov? Yeah, I don't know. Interesting question. Very thought provoking question. Yeah.
Only in terms of the shear, he's not. Meaning, if this thing was also
you need a
enough,
shear that you could be like on if it would be nicher, and here you have enough to be like. I mean, maybe it's like a gilin losing the shear. If the challah was also, there would be enough here to be like that. Yeah, I don't know, maybe. There's a Gemara in Chulin, which we've seen already, which we've talked about many times. Gemara in Chulin, Chuf Ches, we have Machlek as Abai and Rava. Abai says, time of Elohim HaMoshe is, time of Elohim HaMoshe is Osir and Chulin Terek Chulin. He says, we learn out from Basa B'Cholav. See, by Basa B'Cholav, time that nice and time is also. So you'll hear the raf and you hear the kol tar kula time of lema moshi is also. There's a separate discussion. Does Abai mean the din of tam kicker? Does he mean something other than the din of tam kicker? I've talked about it in the past. We'll talk about it again. But I want to shelve that right now. But a kapanim, I want right now. I just want to. Work on the nekuda of chiddushu and can you learn out from Basa B'cholov that nekuda. So Abai says if you learn out from Basa B'cholov that tam lema moshi is also. Abai goes on and he says maybe you say it's a chiddush, so you can't learn out from it. So he says no, because if Basa B'cholov was a chiddush, then it will be also even if the cholov was not nice in time in the basa. Because the Torah says Basa B'cholov is also and it's a chiddush, and who cares? So then it will be also even if it's not nice in time. It's a little bit opaque. You know, what's exactly about it? Why is that so? If it's a chiddush, then you don't need to have an asinus tam. But if it's not a chiddush, then you do need to have an asinus tam. We'll see. Maybe that'll become clearer in the hemshach. But kapanim, Abai says, Basa B'cholov is not a chiddush. Rather, it's a, and it's not a chiddush, and therefore, because if it was a chiddush, then you wouldn't need this thing, you wouldn't even need Nesinus Tam. It must be that it's not a chiddush, and it goes with the regular dorm of Nesinus Tam. And you see from Basa B'cholot, the time of blame on Moshe is also Nesinus Tam, and it's also also. So Rava says, no, you can't learn that from Basa B'cholot. Basa B'cholot is a chiddush. And he doesn't say what the chiddush is, but he says, Basa B'cholot is a chiddush. If it's a chiddush, So then even if it's not Nesin Tam, it should be also like a Baitaina, because if it's a Chiddush, then even a Mashu should ask, why do you even need Nesin Tam? So what does Rabbi answer? Derech Bishul Vasa Tam. Derech Bishul means Nesin Tam. That's the Shtukun Gemara. So what is the Chiddush? Let's first focus on what is the Chiddush to which Abai and Rabbi are referring to? Abai said Vasa Chalav. It's not a Chiddush, and Rabbi said, no, it is a Chiddush, and Yitaka don't learn after Vasa Chalav. By the way, it seems Abai is against Agamar. Agamar says Basu B'Cholav is Taka Chiddush. You cannot learn out from Basu B'Cholav. Abai says that it's not a Chiddush, and you could learn out from Basu B'Cholav. Okay, that's okay. Agamar could be not like Abai. So that's okay. That's the passage. But what exactly is the Chiddush Agamar is referring to? So Rashi says, it's a strange Rashi. Rashi says the Chiddush is the Shneim in Heter, Zelevadev is Zelevadev, Shinis Arbu Nesu. It says each one by itself is Mutta. That's a Chiddush. They become so. Chori means derech bishul nesru beloy achila. Chori actually means is the bishul itself is also even if you don't eat it. Also, the chalav is a special thing. They're not only not allowed to eat it; they're not allowed to cook it. So actually sounds like that's also the chiddush. Derech bishul also beloy achila. Don't even it's also even without achila. The bishul itself is also. And therefore. Therefore, we can't learn out from Basa B'Cholav. So Rashi very much. Rashi is two chumers. The first chumer Rashi says is Holo Chodesh Shari. That's the chumer. That chumer is in Agamara, but Agamara was doing that because Chaim also has that. So that's if the and so if the whole chumer Basa B'Cholav is only that the Holo Chodesh Shari, if that's what Rava means Holo Chodesh Shari, so then at least Chaim should learn out from Basa B'Cholav. So why don't you learn a klai from Basa B'Cholav? Rava says you don't learn that from Basa B'Cholav because it's a chiddush. Says Rashi, what's the chiddush? Halukh deshari. Look, so I'll ask you, if the chiddush is the halukh deshari, it's the same way Agamar is. So klai has that chiddush too. So at least Rava should learn out the time of Lema is also the klai. So that's strange. Why is Rashi giving the first chiddush of Agamar? You have the same objection. Then you have the same objection that Agamar has. Klai also has that chiddush. And then Rashi says, "Va'oid." That's not even one of the chiddushim that mentioned in Agamar at all. The Basa B'Cholav, the Ma'aseh Bishul is also. Agamar didn't mention such a chumah altogether. The chumah that Rashi should have said is the chumah that Agamar says at the end. The Torah Likulayim. That's what Tosfos says. Tosfos brings the Rashi. Pirush B'Kuddush the Shneim in Heter Zelavadev Zelavadev Shinasarvu Nesorim. He doesn't bring the Rashi even about the Bishul Beloy Achila. And Nazir don't like that reason. Because Klaim also has that chiddush. So Taisha says that the chiddush is what it says in the Maskana Megamar. So that is a hella. Neither one is the Maskana Megamar. One is the Avnim Megamar. And there's doichet, and Chari Gemara could be doichet over there for the same reason. And then the other one is the reason there's a chiddush that altogether doesn't appear in Agama. Tehemnes. Kishin is vainin. The Chorid is a steer altogether between our sugi and the sugi of Mutna Chulav. Even the Rashi aside, just the Gemara itself. It says in Agamara that why is Basa B'Cholav Asa? In our sugi, why is Basa B'Cholav Asa? Good time kicker. Can't learn out from Basa B'Cholav because Basa B'Cholav is a Chiddush. But the isser, but in basar v'chalav itself, it says in Agamar the isser is because it's nice and tam, because the chalav is considered to be a tam isser klapi the basar, and it's nice and tam in the basar. So look at Agamar. The Gemara wants to learn out from basar v'chalav, and Gemara wants to learn out. The Gemara wants to learn out tam kicker from basar v'chalav, and the Gemara's only doicha the basar v'chalav is a chiddush. And we said before the Gemara doesn't mean no basar v'chalav has nothing to do with tam kicker, because then what does the Gemara want from Chai? To retrace our steps. So in Agamar it's mukhuch that the iser, that the reason why basu b'chalav is osir is because of tam kikr, because the chalav was nice and tam in the basu. It's just that it's a chidr, so you can't have me to call it terkulu. The Gemara in Chulin Rava says that basu b'chalav by rights should be osir even if it's not nice and tam. Just derech bishul osir. So you see from Rav over there that basar v'chalav not also because of nice and tam at all. If basar v'chalav was also because of tam kikir, then if there's no tam, avad is mutter. Or what do you have to come out of derech bishul also there? You see, Rava says, Abai also really thinks that if it's a chiddush, that should be true. That was Abai's taina. If it's a chiddush, then you shouldn't even need a tam. And Rava says, no, it is a chiddush, and you need a tam anyway for a different reason because of derech bishul also there. But shnei amaydin that if it's a chiddush, then you don't even need a nice and tam. How does the Chayitza steal this in this? So I think that this was bothering Rashi. And therefore Rashi learned a new pshat in Agamar. Avada the Gemara initially thought that basar v'chalav is also because of tam kikr. It's nice and tam, and from here we should have to call it terkula, the tam kikr. That's the Gemara's initial premise, that the reason why basar v'chalav is also is because the chalav is considered to be a tam of iser. Klape the basar, the chalav is a tam of iser, and you have a bli of a tam of iser and tam kikr, and it's a tam kikr to kikr. And therefore the Gemara wanted to say, from here we learn our tam kikr. So the Gemara is doicha, I suppose a chiddush. That means the Gemara takes that to mean that it's a chiddush. It's a chumah. It has a chumah. You can't learn out from here because it has a chumah b'alma. It has a dover chiddush. In fact, the Gemara Chaim also has a chiddush. Chaim has that chiddush too. So it says the Gemara, basu b'chalav. You can't learn out from basu b'chalav because he totally kuliyema. He'll be mutter. And if you cook it, it's awesome. The Gemara doesn't mean, that's not merely, that question is not merely, oh, it's a chiddush. How can you not mean it's a chiddush? The Torah Kuliyoma is a hechacha that the Isra Basar B'chalav is not because of Tam Kikr. Because if the Isra Basar B'chalav was because of Tam Kikr, if the Isra Basar B'chalav was because the Tam of the Chalav is considered to be a Tam Isra Klapi the Basar, then if you were shayur it the whole day, then it's also Vilei Tam. So why is it mutter? It's kasha. If the reason why basar b'chalav is also is because the bli of chalav is a bli as issa, then how could it be that if you show your double day is mutter? Says the Gemara. So what the Gemara wants to prove now, the Gemara is not just asking b'koyach, you know, chumra ba'alma. How can we have basar b'chalav? Basar b'chalav has a chumra, like when you find him, you know, my mala, you know. Mala Bosch came with Mitchilosa. It's a chumra b'alma. No, the more thing, basar v'chalav can't be asna sinas tam, because if you soak it the whole day, it's still mutter. You see, sinas tam doesn't ask. So then, why is basar v'chalav also? It must be that basar v'chalav is also not because the chalav is less in time than the basar, but because the ma'isa bishul is a ma'isa mituv. The Torah is metayev the ma'isa bishul, and therefore the ma'isa bishul asks the basar v'chalav. This is already haichacha that basar v'chalav is not also as meisim tam, but rather because the meisim bishul asked it. The meisim bishul is a meisim mechur to ask the meisim bishul. The meisim bishul asked the basar v'chalav. It's nothing to do with the nisinis tam zemizah. And once that's true, then the whole luchud eishoy also is for that reason. You know, the second chum of the Gemara, it's not really chum now, the second thing the Gemara says, Yisharli Kul Yoyma, is Megala, that the Halukhu Deshoi also is on the Erechzeh. The Gemara Lechatchila thought Halukhu Deshoi is the chum. So Klai also has that chum. But now that the Gemara is Mechadis, the Basa B'Chalav is not also because of the Nesim, the Gemara is Mechiach, from the fact that he totally Kul Yoyma, that if the Gemara is Mechiach, that Basa B'Chalav is not also because of the Nesim's Tam Shabbai, but rather because of the Maisa Bishul Shabbai, then that becomes now the explanation why Halukhu Deshoi the Halukhu Deshoi, and yet when you put them together, it becomes Osir. Not because Chalav in Basa becomes a Tam of Isir, but rather because Halukhu Deshoi Halukhu Deshoi is Taka Tam of Heter. But when you cook them together, that's a maisa mitu of a bishul, and the maisa bishul asks. It's a gili milso that the first chumra the Gemara asked was also not for their chumra bi'alav, but really meant for this reason too. The Gemara lechatchila didn't take it that way. The Gemara lechatchila thought that halachu deishari was just a chumra. The Gemara said, Klai also has that chumra. But now the Gemara said, no, that's not the pshat. The pshat is that in Torah kulayim, you see that it's not in the sinas tam of the chol of the asses. It's the maisa bishul that asks. So that's the pshat also in that's the pshat in Halukhu Deshoi also. Halukhu Deshoi also now ties into that. Halukhu Deshoi, Halukhu Deshoi, and if you put them together, what asks is not the time of Isser, because it's not the time of Isser, it's the time of Heter. What asks is the Maisa Bishul. Now you can't say Klai, or you can't say Klai and Nami. So the poor. The way Klai becomes usher is also really the derech zeh. Klai becomes usher because of the ma'aseh zeriyah. Of course, you'll ask me. You could ask. Now that you're telling me that what asas baser b'cholav is the ma'aseh bishul, not the nesinas tam of the cholav, but the ma'aseh bishul. So why do you need nesinas tam at all? If I did a ma'aseh bishul, so it should be also, even if I can't taste the cholov, but I did the ma'aseh mechur of cooking basar b'cholov, what's the answer?
That's
Rava. What? That's Rava, derech bishul asatar. That's Rava said, derech bishul asatar. I think that's pshat in the Gemara in Chulin also. I think that's the pshat in the Gemara in Chulin. That's the pshat of the Tayyip in Abayi and Rava. If basar b'cholov is a chiddush, that means that basar b'cholov is also not because the cholov was nice and time in the basar. That's not a chiddush. That's regular in the sinas tam. If basar b'cholav is a chiddush, the pshat is the ma'ase bishul aser. So Abai says it's not true, because if the ma'ase bishul aser, so then it will be also even without the sinas tam at all. So it must be that it's not the ma'ase bishul that aser, but rather it's regular din and nice and tam. So it's a right the time of leimer also is also. So Rabbi says back, no, it's not true. Basar b'cholav is a chiddush, and it's not because it's nice and tam. It's a chiddush because the ma'ase bishul asers. And the Maisa Bishul Asad, but the Maisa Bishul Asad, Abai, you asked me, so if the Maisa Bishul Asad, so why do you need to have an Nesinas Tam? The answer is because Derech Bishul Asad Torah. It's not called the Maisa Bishul if it wasn't Nesin Tam. The definition of a Maisa Bishul is the Maisa Bishul. That's Derech Bishul, it's Nesin Tam. People don't cook things together if they're not going to be Nesin Tam. So you need to have an Nesinas Tam only because otherwise it was never a Maisa Bishul. I think now the Rashi is very good also. Rashi says two things in the Chiddush. He says, Halukhu Deshoi, Halukhu Deshoi. And the Maisa Bishul itself is also even B'lai Achid. So yes, it's not like Agamah altogether. The first reason that Rashi said the Gemara was Doicha. The second reason that Rashi said, B'chal doesn't appear in Agamah. L'fi Advar Me'engla, the MS is the two things that Rashi says correspond to Agamah. The first reason the Rashi says the Halukhu Deshoi, the Halukhu Deshoi is bringing out that it's not also because it's not a Bli of Issa. That's the first reason in Agamar too. The Gemara thought that it's just Erech Chumra B'Almo, so then you can ask from Chaim Nami. But once the Gemara explains that he totally Kulu Yoyim, that the Nesinas Tam is not what Asas, but the Maisa Bishul Asas, then that's the Havana in Halukhu Deshoi also, and that's what Halukhu Deshoi also means. That's why Halukhu Deshoi was put together. It's also not because it's transformed into Bli of Issa, but because it's Taka Heter and Heter. But the Maisa Bishul Asas them. And the second reason that Rashi says that the Maisa Bishul is also, that's really the second reason in Agamar, the totally Kul Yoyma. That's what the Gemara means. The Gemara is bringing out that it's not the Nesinas Tam but Asas, but rather it's the Maisa Bishul. Rashi's making it more explicit. But in Agamar, the Gemara is bringing that's good for the Pshat and the totally Kul Yoyma. From the fact that the totally Kul Yoyma is Mutter, and only if you're Mavashlit is also, I see that it's what Asas is, that the Isser Basu B'Cholov is not a Nesinas Tam Dik Isser, but because the Maisa Bishul Asas. Because the Maisa Bishul is a Maisa Matur. That's what Rashi says. That the Torah asked the Maisa Bishul. Even if you don't eat it, the Torah asked the Maisa Bishul. It's a Maisa Matur. The Maisa Matur of a Bishul is what causes the Basar B'Chalav to be awesome. So the two reasons that Rashi gives, they correspond, they're parallel to the two reasons in our, the two reasons in our Gemara. Rashi doesn't quote our Gemara, they're totally cool Yom, because Rashi wants to make it explicit, because in that Gemara, in our Gemara, you don't even make it so explicit, because the point is we're not learning after Basar B'Chalav. In that Gemara, the point is that you don't even need it, you shouldn't even need it in Nesinas Tam. There Rashi has to make it explicit. Why? Just because it's a Chiddush, don't need it in Nesinas Tam. So Rashi explains, because saying that it's a Chiddush means that it's not Osiras Nesinas Tam, it's Osiras the Maisim Etuv of the Bishul. So, and that leads to the Gemara's question, so why do you even have to have Nesinas Tam? Derech Bishul Osotar. We have here machlekes, according to Rashi at least, that we have here machlekes Abaye and Rava in the fundamental dharm of Basar B'Chalav. Rashi is that Basar B'Chalav is also as tam kikir, or as time of lema moshi, as nesinas tam. Okay, whether that's synonymous with tam kikir is a separate discussion. But akapanim as nesinas tam, and that's about it. Having an agamor, agamor wanted to learn out tam kikir from Basar B'Chalav. Agamor, it's clear that Gemara at least initially thought that Basar B'Chalav is also as nesinas tam. That's Agamara. That's Abai. The Gemara is Doicha. We're actually learning that what the Gemara is Doicha, Yitar L'Kul Yema, and Holo Chudeshari, it's not Stam Chumash V'Yama. The Gemara is Doicha, and Rabbah, which is Rabbah. Rabbah and Nagamara is Doicha. Then no, Basar B'Chalav is a Chiddush. Chiddush means that it's not also because of Nesinas Tam. Nesinas Tam is a concept in Kol HaTarkul, a B'liyus of Isser Aser. That's not Basar B'Chalav. Basar B'Chalav is not a B'liyus of Isser. Holo Chudeshari v'Holo Chudeshari. Chalav is not a B'liyus of Isser. So why is Basar B'Chalav also? Because the Maisa Bishul is a Maisa Matur, even without Achilo. So the Maisa Bishul asks the, like Maisa Shabbos, the Maisa Bishul asks the Basar B'Chalav. And therefore it has nothing to do with Tam Kikar, it has nothing to do with Nois and Tam. Aye, so why do you have to have an Nesinas Tam? Derech Bishul also Tam. And Rav is the Maskon of Agamor. Comes at the Gemara, the Havin of Agamor is like Abai over there, and the Maskon of Agamor is like Rav over there. You have to know how much this Tosfos disagrees with. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi Rabbi Pshatam the Gemara. He says the Chiddush the Gemara means is totally cool. Yeah, why is Rashi saying this reason of Halacha Deshor? The Gemara by us was like that. So I'm not sure. It could be fundamentally Tosfos agrees to Rashi in the Maharach. He just thinks Rashi should have said. He just means Rashi should have said the end of the Gemara. What's Rashi telling me that happened? So yeah, in Lomdus we could say Rashi learned that retroactively that's the Pshat in Halacha Deshor. So Tosfos forget retroactively. Say what it says in the end of the Gemara. Totally cool. Yeah. Rashi should have copied the Maskara of the Gemara. Yeah, I'm saying that's what Rashi meant with the Bishul is also. That's what Rashi, that's what the Gemara means with the Tarli Kuliyan. It could be maybe fundamentally Tosfos agrees with Rashi in the Mahalach of the Gemara. He just Tosfos says, if I was Rashi, I would have said the Maskana of the Gemara. But maybe not. Maybe Tosfos Taka disagrees in the whole Mahalach. Maybe Tosfos holds that the Gemara is just asking that it's a Chumr Ba'alma, and you can't learn that from Basar B'Chalav because Basar B'Chalav is a Chiddush. Then you have to know the Tosfos. What's Rava's taina that you shouldn't even need in the Nesinas Tam? If we're still going with the svar that Basar B'Chalav is also as Tam Kikar, and the Gemara is just saying like the pastors in Agamar were before all of this. The Gemara is just saying, but you can't learn that from Basar B'Chalav le'Alma because Basar B'Chalav is a Chiddush. But Basar B'Chalav itself is still also as Nesinas Tam. So why does Rava need Derech Bishul Osotar? If Basar B'Chalav itself is also as Nesinas Tam, then why do you have to have Nesinas Tam? That's what's very attractive in this other map. Now we understand what's pshat in the Gemara in Chulin. Why, if it's a Chiddush, does the Gemara think that you shouldn't even need the same as Tam? And Rav has to command the Derech Bishul Asa Torah. Because the pshat in being a Chiddush is not Stam, it's a Chiddush you can't learn out from here to call it Torah Chulin. The pshat in being a Chiddush is that it's not Osiras Blias Isser. It's Osiras the Maisa Bishul Shabbat. So why do you need the same as Tam? Rav has to say Derech Bishul Asa Torah. If Tosfos is Chaylik and this Ma'alach in Rashi, that I'm saying in Rashi, so then that's going to be, Tosfos going to have to re-explain it. I also have another suffix in Tysus. Tysus over there in the Sugya says that even though Rav was doicha by it, but the emes is the time that there is time kicker from other suffix. Abai wanted to learn out. Tysus learns it from a time kicker. Tysus holds from time kicker. So Tysus learns that Abai's time olei moshi is time kicker. So Abai was learning out time kicker from Basu B'chalim. So Rav says, no, you can't learn out from Basu B'chalim. Basu B'chalim was a chiddush. So does that mean that there's no time kicker? So Tysus says, no, Abai is time kicker. We have other limunim from time kicker. Gli nochem, I ask you, Abai is limunim for time kicker. Rav just means from Basu B'chalim you can't learn. So it's the dichui ba'alma, you can't learn out from Basu B'chalim. But Abai is endless that there is such a thing as time kicker. So does that mean, so now Basu B'chalim is also stuck also as time kicker? Or maybe, you know, it's a dichui ba'alma that you can't learn out time kicker from Basu B'chalim. But Basu B'chalim itself is taken not also as time kicker. But Harai, if you soak it the whole day, it will be mutter. So you see that it's not, that it's because it's a B'yav heter. So only if you cook it, it becomes also. You see that the issue is not a time kicker, the kisser. The issue is taken there is a mice official the kisser. Assuming the Taisha holds like Rashi. In the Mahal Chasugya. So I have two sfeikas in Tosfos. Does he subscribe to this whole Mahalach HaSugya that I'm saying in Rashi? That the Gemara in Chulin is saying that Basu B'cholov is taka not also Asna Sinas Tam? Abai thought it's also Asna Sinas Tam. Agamor L'Chatila thought it's also Asna Sinas Tam. But when Rav is a Chiddush, he means it's taka not also Asna Sinas Tam. That's what we're saying in Rashi. That's what Rashi means when he says that the Torah asks the Maisa Bishul even without Achil. That's what Rashi learned in the Sugya. Does Tosfos agree to that or not? No, it's Tosfos just nitpicking Rashi. Rashi, why not quote the end of the Gemara? Torah the Kuli Yemi. Why say other things? But fundamentally, he agrees to Rashi and Mahal. But Tosfos chelik alohom Mahal. He says that the Gemara is going. That when the Gemara is all these svaras, the Gemara just chumras bi'alma. So the chumra of holuch deshori is not a chumra. Klaim also has it. Say the chumra. That's a real chumra. That's what Klaim doesn't have. Torah the Kuli Yemi. But Tosfos maybe is chelik in the whole Mahalach of Rashi. He's learning the Gemara is nothing to do the way we. The way you would think if you only had Agama, that Basu B'cholov is a time kicker dikadin, and the svaras that the Gemara is saying about it, the Torah Kul Yoma and Holuch Hadashar, are just svaras that Basu B'cholov is a Dovah Tamur, so you can't learn out from there to call it Torah Kulam. But what it says in Basu B'cholov is still a din of the Sinas Tam. So maybe that's the Taisus does. So Taisus is saying, so therefore, why quote the Kadi Sharli Kuli, why quote Holuch Hadashar? That's a Chiddush that Klaim also has. If you got to learn, if that's the Chiddush, then learn out Klaim at least. We say the other chiddush that he totally kuliyam, and then he's chiddush completely in Rashi's Mahalach, and he's learning that Basu B'cholov L'maskan is taka a tam ke'ikad ikadin. But then we'll have to understand. So what's Rav's taina there? What do you need derech bishlos atar? If it's a tam ke'ikad ikadin, then if there's no nesin as time, then it should be mutter. Maybe we could say that Tosfos thinks that if it's a chiddush, then we should learn out that it's also that the cholov is not bottle even if you can't taste it. Because tam ke'ikad is a chiddush that it's not bottle. But if Basu B'cholov is a chiddush, then maybe the chiddush goes even further. Maybe the chiddush goes that it's that the tarayvus is also the miyut of cholov as bliya. You can't taste it. Maybe by Basu B'cholov a bliya asses even if you can't taste it. Maybe that's how Tosfos learns the sugya. That's topic number one. But maybe not. Maybe Tosfos learns the sugya al derech Rashi. Really, he's learning like Rashi. That what Rav is claiming is that Basu B'cholov is not Osir as Tam Kikah at all. Basu B'cholov is a different Isir as the Maisa Bishul. So he's basically the same Halach as Rashi. He's just saying that Rashi should have quoted the words from the Maskan of the Gemara instead of saying words that are not in the Maskan of the Gemara. But fundamentally, it's the same Halach as Rashi. So that's one. So I'm not sure which way to learn in Tosfos. And then I have another topic. Tosfos said that Rav is only Dichi B'Alma because the Maskan we do have Tam Kikah from other places. So the Tosfos mean. It's a dichu b'yama. We have time kicker from other places, but in Basu B'cholov we still have a point. Rav has a point. In Basu B'cholov it's takanaras time kicker because he totally kula yoma it's mutter. What does Tosfos mean that the maskana is in a time kicker? So then, well, it depends how you learn the mission initially. The maskana is in a time kicker, and Basu B'cholov is also in a time kicker. So Tosfos, I'm not sure, but in Rashi I think it's Devarim Burim that this is Rashi's mahalach in the sugya. Okay. Everybody should have a ksilich simtayla. I will say, in Mishnah Shem, there'll be shir. I don't know every day, but there'll be shir after Rosh Hashanah. And I want to finish what we said. I'm sure I'll take a day off for one fourth of the. By the way, I see you're speaking tonight.